Activist, philosopher, civil rights leader Grace Lee Boggs died yesterday. She was 100 years old, and she died in her beloved Detroit, a city that had been at the center of her activism for more than six decades. Scott Kurashige co-authored the book, The Next American Revolution, Sustainable Activism for the 21st Century, with Grace Lee Boggs. Scott, her story is pretty incredible. She grew up in New York City, the daughter of Chinese immigrants. What can you tell us about her early life?
She was quite a trailblazer. She got a PhD at the age of 25 in 1940, which was really just unheard of for an Asian woman, particularly an American-born Chinese-American. And she got a PhD in philosophy. So here is this woman on the complete margins of society talking about the biggest problems and challenges facing humanity.
And for 60 years, she lived and worked in Detroit. What took her there in the first place?
She, after finishing her PhD, she was very interested in studies of Hegel and Marx. And through that, because at that time, the problems with discrimination inside and outside of academia were so bad that she really couldn't get a job anywhere. She ended up working for $10 a week and living in rat-infested basement housing. And, you know, instead of fulfilling an academic job, she instead gets involved in the socialist movement. And that's really what drew her to Detroit. Of course, Detroit then was the center of American industry. There were tens of thousands of workers, even in just single factories.
So she goes from philosophy and kind of the academic kind of views of Marx and Hegel to real on-the-ground organizing. You met her. What did she say was kind of that moment where she made the jump?
She realized as soon as she got to Detroit that the suburbs were expanding, that white flight was taking off, that African Americans in particular were facing problems with housing and jobs. And she understood that it wouldn't be necessarily a natural progression of workers taking over, you know, a system that was incredibly wealthy. But what they would have to do is create a new system driven by a whole different type of social arrangement. A lot of that was influenced by her very fortuitous meeting and ultimately 40-year relationship with James Boggs, who was from a very different background than her. He was from the rural South, a member of the working class in Detroit, having been a Chrysler factory worker for most of his adult life.
And an African-American. So here's a Chinese-American woman marrying this black man in 1953. That could not have been easy for her. What did she tell you?
Yeah, I mean, they faced a lot of discrimination, just trying to find, you know, a place to stay in a hotel when they were driving across country. She learned a lot about the suffering and the hardship and the oppression of African-Americans, but she also learned that there was a strong sense of resilience.
So the last year of her life, she was in hospice, but I gather she was still reading and engaged in what was going on. What did she think about the events in Ferguson and the Black Lives Matter movement?
Yeah, she definitely recognized that the rebellions breaking out across the U.S. today, and really around the world, just as they were in the 60s, were driven by a righteous outrage at the failures of the system to provide for the needs of the people. But she also understood that revolutions don't come from anger, they come from love, and they don't just replace the people in power, they create a whole new system, not through the violent overthrow of those who are the oppressors, but through forms of community that are about sustainability of both our culture and our environment. That's what connected her with folks around the world.
Scott Kurashige co-authored the book, The Next American Revolution, with the late Grace Lee Boggs. She died yesterday at the age of 100. Scott, thanks very much and for your memories.
Thank you.
And we're going to leave it there today. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. See you tomorrow.